The Rabbanon hold that the Yad Lokeich is Allah Tachtoino, because we leave the money Pichas Kosoi. So therefore, the Moicher only has to give the Tzemed and not the Boker. So Mori asked the question, Vi ein Hadomim Raya, according to the Rabbanon, if the money is not a proof, if so, Lehevei Bitul Mekach, if so, it should be like a Pasha of Einor, he charges you more than a sixth, so the Klal is, if he charges you more than a sixth, it's Bitul HaMekach. Like Lechur, he charges you way more, it's not worth $200 at Semed alone. So if you say that's all he meant to sell, just at Semed, not the Bokor, so let Lekach Taimim now, it's a Mekach Tois. So tomorrow, Bechi Taimim, maybe you want to tell me, Bitul Mekach LeRabbanon Leslu, maybe the Rabbanon do not hold from the Sfor of Bitul Mekach. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi. For your Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha-moyicher Sefer Torah, Behema, Umagolius. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that if somebody sells a Sefer Torah, or a Magolius, precious diamonds, or a Behema, Ein lehem oino. On these things, there's no Pasha of oino. In other words, no matter how much he charges you, it's worth of that much. These are precious things. And a person has the right to say, to me, it's worth that much. So the diyuk is, so Amru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Yomru Elo Es Elo, that only these things we agree to you, there's no Mekach Tois. But by other things, there is a Mekach Tois. Other things are not that valuable, so therefore if the guy charges you more than a sixth, of course you have the right to say, Bitul Mekach. I never meant to buy it. If I would have known, you're charging me so much. So the Chur, you see this, the Rabbanan, do hold from the Svara of Mekach Tois. See here also, how could you say Domim is not a Raya? If so, it should be a bit of Mekach. So Gemara says, my ain Domim Raya, you know what the Rachom mean in our Mishnah, that the money is not a proof? I'll tell you what they mean to say is, Nami Diktoni, they have a bit of Mekach. What they mean to say is, Enech Nami, if you made the Mekach Tois, since Lamaisi charged you more than a sixth more, that's the cloud, it remains the Mekach Tois. For you boys, same, also if you want, I can answer you. Kiyom, Rabbonon, I know. U bit of Mekach, Pichdesha, das Toya. When is there a Pasha of bit of Mekach of I know, if I charge you a sixth, or I charge you more than a sixth? The halacha is a bit of Mekach apply. That's only when you gyp the person. When das toya, when a person can make a mistake. In other words, that a person can think that it's really worth that much. I want to buy a pen off you. So you tell me I'll charge you $30. So a person can make a mistake and think maybe really it's worth $30. And then we find out, no, it's only worth $10. That's called a Mekach Tois. Avol b'chdei shein hadas toya. But in the case of our Mishnah, where I'm charging you $200 just for the yoke, and nobody can make a mistake, everybody knows that it's not worth the $200. So if so, what's the pshat that you're paying $200? Ema matana yoyevlei. Then we say the pshat is that you're giving him a present. That's why you're paying so much. So therefore, the Rabbanan say that all you receive is just a tzemed, even though you pay $200. But it could be you want to give it to him for present. So that's why there's no Mekach Tois over here, and therefore the hell, Domin is no proof. Now the Mishnah says, Hamoyichir Esha Chamor, if somebody sells a donkey, so Loimocha Kalov, the Kalov, the utensils of the Chamor, is not included in the sale. Nochem Hamadi says, Mocha Kalev. No, they're also included in the sale. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what Kalev we're talking about. What's the Machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Pomim Mechurim. Pomim Eina Mechurim. Sometimes they are sold, and sometimes they're not sold. Again, the Gemara will explain. Ketzad, what's the case? Ho Yechamor Lefonov. Let's say Reuven had his chamor in front of him, the Kalev Olaf, and the utensils are great, the saddle will see, the bags are on the chamor. The Yom Aloi. And now, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, Mocharli chamor chazeh, I want you to sell me this chamor. Sahare kelo mechurin. And Reuben says, okay, so he's selling him this chamor the way it is, and therefore everything on it is included in the sale. What about if Shimon just says, chamor chahu? Listen, is this your chamor? I want to buy a chamor of you. Then, and Reuben says, okay, I'll sell you my chamor. Then, ain kelev mechurin. Then the mechur, the kelev, utensils on top of the chamor are not included. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly what the difference is. So Gemara says like this. Omar Ula, Ula says, Omar Ula, machloikes besak v'diskiyo v'kumni. That's the machloikes, that this is included in the sale or not. So Rashi says, machloikes, the Tanakama v'nocha mamodai, whether it's included or not, the kelim huasuyin lamasui, the kelim that you need to store weight, if you want to put packages on top of the chamor, kegoin sack, the sack, v'diskiyo, also that's made to store things, it's like a saddle pack that you pack things on it, and v'kumni is also markevus the yadinashi, click hamon. This is like a pad that you put on top of the chamor that ladies sit on. And that's also called like a masui. Of course, when an isha sits on the chamor, it's like a masui. So that's the machlokes, if are these things included in the sale of a chamor or not. The Tanakama of our stam chamor lirkov koi. Stam a chamor is only to ride on, not to put packages on it. Therefore, these things that are the purpose for packages are not included. And v'nochem hamodai sovar, no, stam chamor l'masukoi. Stam chamor is only to keep packages on it. Therefore, all these things are included in the sale of stam chamor. Aval ukuf umadas v'kukuli v'chovak divrehak l'mechurin. Everybody holds these things are included. So Rashbam explains that ukuf umadas, that the bein l'rechiva bein l'masui, like the saddle itself we use both to ride on and both to put packages on. So therefore both agree that's included in the sale. And Kukuli says that's also likshar ukif, there's something to tie the saddle onto. And chavak, that's also tzorcha rechivain, that's something you put on the chamor for the purpose of riding. See, everybody agrees these things are included in the sale. Meisvei, I have a question like this. It says, Chamor v'kelev ani moichelecho, if I sell you my chamor, my donkey, with its kelim, is hareze mocheres ukev yesamadas, then we say you mean to include the saddle and the madas, v'esko kukuli, the things you have to tie it down with, v'esko chavat, another type of a saddle you used to ride on. Avol loy mocha sak v'diski v'kumni, but you do not mean to sell the things you need for packages. You did not sell the sacks and the things that the packs that you put into. But if you speak out clearly, I want to sell you it and everything on it, then harekula mechurin, then everything's included in the sale. Harekula mechurin. So now, time of the yom aleichamor v'kelev. You know why even the uk of the saddle is included in the sale. Only because he said, I'm selling you my chamor v'kelov, who the kon yuka for madas. Therefore, you're kind of also the saddle with it. Mashma though, holoi om alayhochi, if he would not speak out clearly the chamor v'kelov is aloy, then he would not mean to sell you also the saddle. So it's not like we just got from the saying. We just got from the saying on this, everybody agrees that the sale takes place. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, who adin, really who adin, tiyaf agav de layom alei, chamor v'kelov nami, ukuf umadas mechurin. Could we know, even though he does not say these words of chamor v'kelov, I'm telling you, still the madas is mechurin, but v'ho komashmo, and this is what he wants to teach us, tiyaf agav de layom alei, chamor v'kelov, even though he says clearly, I want to sell you the chamor v'kelev. I tell you, sak v'diskiyo v'kumni lekoni. Still, these things are not included in the sale, that since these things are for packages to put your masay on, these things are not included in the sale. Because he holds Tama Chamor Zayim Lerechiva, it's not aimed for the masay. Now the Gemara says, "My kumni, what is this kumni?" Amar Rav Papa by Shmuel Makafta Denashi. It's like a pad that you put on top of the chamor, that when a lady sits on it, she sits comfortable on this. That's also called lamasui. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Bioidin all of machloikis. Is the machloikis when I sell you a chamor stam, even when these things are attached on top of the chamor, avol b'sheinim olov, moideluhu, nochem hamodai, but let's say these things are not attached, then Nochem HaModi would agree that these things are not included in the sale. Or Dilma maybe no, B'shein HaMol of Machlekes, though Machlekes is, when this Ukef is not on top of the Chamor, then it's a Machlekes that Nochem HaModi says still is included with the Kalim. Avo B'yodin Olov, and maybe when these Kalim are tak on top of the Chamor, maybe then, maybe then even the Rabbanu would agree that when I sell you a Chamor Stam, since right now the Kalim are on top of the Chamor, I mean to include them also in the sale. Says the Shiloh, what's the Machlekes? So Mor says, Toshima, come in here. Says clearly, Uvizman Shomaloi Huvachoma Sholov. If he speaks out clearly and he says, I'll sell you my Chamor and everything on it, Harekula Mechurin. And then everything is included. Now, if you can tell me, they argue, even in the case when the Kalim are on top of the Chamor, still the Rabbanan say they're not included in the sale. If so, I'll tell you how many Rabbanan he, then this goes according to the Rabbanan, that min hastam, they're not included in the sale. Only when you speak out clearly and say, koma sholov, then it's included. El Iamrit, but if you want to tell me, B'shein Oiden Olav Machlekes, when do the Rabbanan argue? Only when these things are not on top of the Chamor, Avo B'yodin Olav.